It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're in the middle of National Hispanic Heritage Month. And here in Wisconsin, a Dia de Muertos celebration will bring together community members in the Driftless region to remember loved ones who have died.
Day of the Dead is one of the most important traditions in Mexico, and it's a joyful celebration. The event at Cueden Farms in Viola will feature a collective ofrenda, or altar, to honor people who worked in the food economy.
Gabriela Jimenez Marvan is an artist in Viroqua and founder of the Mexican Folk Art Collective. She will help lead the community ofrenda at the Dia de Muertos celebration on Saturday and is also debuting Wisconsin's first life-size Alebrije monument at the Farm Art Detour during Fermentation Fest in Sauk City. Gabriela, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you, Kay. Thank you for the invitation, and I appreciate Wisconsin Arbors to make this connection with Wisconsin Public Radio.
Yes. Can you introduce us to the Mexican Folk Art Collective, and what inspired you to create it?
Yeah, well, I moved here to the United States in 2019. So I studied like this traditional technique from Mexico. It's called cartoneria, and it's a very root artisanal technique that we use in a lot of festivities. So when I arrived here in the United States, I didn't have a job like all the migrants who come here and then starting over, right? Mm. So I started doing just what I loved and what I knew how to do it. Those are like piñatas or like paper mache sculptures or called cartoneria. But I was feeling that lack of community, like connection of my community, you know, like in Mexico, I was part of a collective in there and also a co-founder.
I would imagine you felt inspiration to be around other artists, and it might have felt a bit lonely and not as much inspiration when you first came to Wisconsin. Has that changed at all? Has that community changed?
Yeah, absolutely. With the Mexican Folk Art Collective, we started being 10 artists. And because I didn't know a lot of people here in the United States, I connected my friends from Mexico who are like different techniques artisans. Like they do pottery, textiles, and fashion designers, and like different expressions. So also the pandemic was a reason why. A lot of places closed, so we needed to expose our work. And then we started being 10 artists, just two from the United States and the rest were from Mexico. And we did this collective community, virtual community, where we were like offering conversations and talks about our art, our the cultural meaning of what we do. And then now we are 25 artists, and mostly the half of them we are like now living in the United States, and some of them are like second generation, so they are Mexican American. And the purpose of this is to share our culture through our art, because like most of them, well, all of us base our art in our traditions or our roots and our identity. We love to share. We love the curiosity that some people has when we have exhibitions or workshops or community events, and they are curious to know more about Mexican culture, and we feel very, very proud, and it's something that we have lived in since we were children.
Yeah. Gabriela, I'm wondering if you could give us a little bit of a tour around your studio and introduce us to your technique, cartoneria. Is that right? Cartoneria?
Yeah. Cartoneria comes from the word carton. It means cardboard. So I do sculptures. There is no word in English, but people said here is paper mache. I work with natural reeds like wood or, yeah, structure for the big sculptures. Like I'm telling you, like real size sculptures. Till now, I am doing big sculptures like more than 12 feet.
Wow, more than 12 feet.
Yes.
So you have to get on a ladder in order to work with these sculptures.
Yes, ladder, scaffolding. It's kind of a mural, but in 3D. This sculpture is very special because it is an alebrije, and the alebrije is part of the icons of the Mexican folk art. And we participate in the Warm Farm Institute, the event they organize, that is Art Detour, coming in October 5th till the 14th. Mm-hmm. We are collaborating between Ryan Rottweiler, who is my husband, and also Leonardo Linares, who live in Mexico City, and he is part of the traditional cartoneros. His grandfather was the creator of the alebrijes.
You mean so, Pedro Linares?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
You know.
Wow.
Yes, yes. Pedro Linares created the alebrijes in 1930s. So then Leonardo is his grandson, and he is also part of the Mexican Folk Art Collective. And he is also collaborating with us, like promote. The design is based on a sketch that he did, and we are building it in 3D, and now we are painting it. We are in the stage of painting this.
I'm so curious, whether is it a creature? Is it an animal? What is it?
An alebrije is a mixture between two or more animals. So this one is going to be a mixture between a rooster, a lizard, and a bird, and a tail of a fish.
Yeah. You're throwing everything in there. What are the colors? Talk about the colors.
We are still in the process of putting the base colors, but those are vibrant colors and contrasting. We are using yellow, purple, aqua, but all are like vibrant colors because that's kind of the style of the alebrijes. And we're going to put like patterns, different patterns, like a scale. Like feathers or scales through all the surface.
Wow, it will be monumental.
It is monumental. And people can go and see, and it's going to be in Sauk City during 10 days.
Yeah. We're talking about Mexican folk art in Wisconsin with Gabriela Jimenez-Marvan, an artist in Viroqua who founded the Mexican Folk Art Collective. Gabriela, how do alebrijes embrace Mexican independence and a distinctively Mexican folk art?
Well, alebrijes, as other things, are icons now from the Mexican folk art. It's like talking about alebrijes is about talking, I don't know, like mariachis or something that represents Mexico. It makes me feel connected to my identity and also to the people who see this. Now I think like international have been like more and more known, the alebrijes, and I wish more people know about them and sharing the story and the meaning of them. It feels good to share this meaning. You just feel that a way to share the culture is a way to understand other cultures and to be more empathetic to other people's culture than.
Mm-hmm. How do you keep the tradition going to the next generation and keep what you know how to do and your techniques carrying that on?
Well, we organize as a collective. We organize events or workshops. And one event that we are organizing, and it's our main event in the year, is the Dia de Muertos, coming also in October 5th. And we started doing this in 2021. This is our fourth year. We wanted just to find like a place where to do it and sharing in a way the traditional one. I met Joy and Rufus from Kigwaydin Farms, who also has like an organization called Reflex Curiosity, and they offer us to do it in their land. So they open their doors, their farm to the people. And this year we planted 5,000 cempasúchiles. That's the word in Nahuatl, but it's marigolds.
5,000. Oh my.
Yes. Yeah, it's so beautiful. I cannot describe in words the feeling of that you feel when you arrive to that place and start smelling since you are arriving in your car. And while we are like building, we don't build like before the ofrenda or the altar to the people to see. We want to build it together with the community.
It's a collective ofrenda. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes, yes. It's a collective ofrenda.
Who will it honor?
We will honor this year to the agriculture and all the food workers. Every year, you know, a collective ofrenda is offered to someone. The first year we offered, it was 2021, so we offered to the victims of COVID. Mm. And then the second year we offer to the activists, environmental activists who have protected this planet. And then we offer last year to the woman who have been victims of femicide.
Oh.
And this year we offer to the workers on food. So for food, there are going to be 6 different businesses. And 2 more food vendors who are going to prepare traditional meals, because that's what it's about, the Dia de Muertos, no? To share the meals with our loved one who has passed away. So we are going to remember through what they used to like. So we're preparing mole en arroz, and chocolate, or café de olla. I'm just hungry when I'm telling you.
Yes, so many delicious things. And with an ofrenda, sometimes you'll see pictures, photos of the person who is being honored. Since this is a community ofrenda, how will you work with that?
Well, we put some photos, but also we invite people to bring their own photos of their families if they want to share it. So people feel this. Have some comments of the people in the past. It has been that they feel this event like a healing moment.
Yeah.
Because the feeling of losing someone is universal, no? It's not only of our culture. So this is a very touchy moment, exactly when people participate in the ofrenda and they say that they finally are able to talk about it. Talk about the dead like part of the life. So it's about healing for a lot of people, and also to reconnect to the new generations to live this tradition, but also to the migrants who have long time ago not gone to Mexico. They have shared their feelings, that reconnecting with their identity through this. So this is very special for Mexicans, Mexican-American, but also for all the United States culture, to know more about the tradition and the meaning of each element we put in the ofrenda.
Yes. Gabriela, when you think about the future of Mexican folk arts here in Wisconsin, what are things that could help it flourish and help it unite people and help it heal?
Oh, well, I find like the way to grow is through the workshops, or through the community event, that more and more people know about it and the new generations know about it, and their parents help them or connect their daughters, their sons to their own identity, no? Mm. And also there is a grant that I got through the Wisconsin Arboards that is apprenticeship program, that I find this opportunity very helpful, where I am teaching the technique of cartoneria. So they are learning and they are going to be presenting the October 5th dress, like elements on cartoneria of a real person dress, like a Katrina. So Katrina is the skeleton lady with dress.
Okay.
You have seen it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So one of the apprentices is going to be the Katrina wearing her own dress that she designed. So that's really cool. And another artist from Mexico who is also part of the collective, she's designing the dress. So she's a fashion designer and we are making a collaboration. So I find in the collective, we always try to make this kind of collaboration and not like forcing them, but if that could happen, we can make it happen, no?
It's a beautiful synergy. Oh, so wonderful. Gabriella, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Ki.
Gabriella Jimenez-Marvan is an artist in Viroqua and the founder of the Mexican Folk Art Collective. We've been talking about Mexican folk art projects in Wisconsin and upcoming events during National Hispanic Heritage Month that's underway.